Now look here, sir. You must rise immediately. It's hopeless. Let security handle it. Gold Blue, this is Big T. Trouble in bedding. Let's go home. Turn off the sheet display.
Sorry, I'll take off my beeper.
You won't want to get out of bed with a slumber roll overlay on your mattress.
All right, that's $5. So I went today to go get my fucking $5. And then I go in there, he goes, oh, this is no good. I go, what are you talking about? It's no good, this is no good. I go, what the fuck are you talking about? $5 fucking. And then he set it up for me to have it for tomorrow, which is today. I was fucking pissed. So I had to pay my $5, which I thought was already paid for.
It's embarrassing, guys.
And you know what? It might not have been his fault, but just to have him do it anyway pisses me off.
And you're coming along. I think you could use a little more practice on your inflection. And some creative accompanying sound effects and or music could add to it as well. Maybe screams of pain in the background or something else that's appropriate.
End of message.
Yo, Hawkeye. Hobart. Why don't you leave me your home number so I can get in touch with you, or leave me a message with some of the other box people's numbers if any of them still exist. You'll have to do it, unfortunately, on my Salinas number at, 759. Hope to hear from you. Yeah, I'm over in the pit probably two or three days out of the week. I'd like to get together and talk to you again. Bye.
End of message. Hello.
Hello.
Please enter your passcode. 318 AM.
Go, Daddy. Go. Go.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Daddy. Hi, Mom. Hi, Mommy. Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom.
Later. I'm gonna be back.
Hey, Dad, it's Kristen. I'm calling you back. If you haven't forwarded to your voicemail, you'll know that it's 20 to 12. Anyways, yeah, I had a million people come over here and then call. I mean, a million people call like Rodney and my mom was here, so that's what I would do.
So you did leave, huh? Okay, well, you left. Well, I guess I'm not coming up then. I guess I'm not burning anything because you're not there, so I'll just be leaving when we're leaving. And about it. Well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow then. Later.
End of message.
At the Men's Warehouse Management Seminar, George Zimmer and his executive team get to the heart of the men's clothing business.
One of the reasons it's important for the president of the company to be on television is to let the customer know that if there's ever a problem, for any reason, they don't like the way something fits, or they thought somebody in the store was rude, it doesn't make any difference. They can always call me. And you should encourage your customers to call me from the store. Use our 800 number. And even if I'm not in the office, they can leave me a voicemail message.
You listen to those messages directly or?
Every morning, the first thing I do when I come to the office is I listen to the voicemail messages from customers. I think it's fantastic. I'm listening directly to the customer's own words. When I say on TV, I guarantee it. That's exactly what it means.
The Men's Warehouse, 25 stores in the Bay Area, including our newest store in the Del Monte Center in Monterey.
Hello?
Yeah.
Salinas 115, it's Ronald Red Ball.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
Yes! Hey, I'm outside the studio on the payphone. Can I come up?
Ronald.
Yes! It's me!
I don't think it really is.
Just a minute!
Producer, it's not really Ronald.
It's me!
All right, now, Ronald, my script here says squawk box. I don't have a squawk box. I don't have anything like a squawk box. I used to have a squawk box, but as you well remember, I think always back in the old studio when you actually stole and ripped off my little squawk box microphone, which made it possible for me to sound like I have a squawk box.
Wait a minute, this is
all Yes, you did, Ronald. Yes, you did. You were the one that lost that for me. Thank you very much. I don't mind. It's okay. It's all part of the business, I suppose. And I really hope you have a good show tonight. I think it'll be great. You've worked very hard on it. But
okay. But
the problem is I don't have a squawk box. So we're
Mom, just break in on your mic.
My script here says breaking in on squawk box. That can't be done, Ronald. So I'm just going to say, wait a minute. Is that really Ronald?
I don't know, man. I don't think so. We get a lot of fake Ronalds calling in every week. It's like some sort of fad.
No, it's really me.
Ronald, who was lost at sea years ago with Mr. Chemistry Homework. I'm sorry, I didn't see the question mark at the end of that, Ronald.
Yes!
Ronald, who was locked in the bathroom at TalkCon 93?
Yes!
Didn't say laugh, but I thought I would. Ronald, who keeps getting himself on the show despite his non-existence. Ronald, who left the UMN owing thousands in cough syrup bills. Oh, I thought it said pills, and I was wondering what that was going to mean. And then I got to the word, and it was a B and not a P, and it was okay.
Hurry up, I gotta catch a bus.
And I did get the question mark on the end. Ronald, who
has... There's a big guy down here gonna beat me. Hurry up.
Ronald, who has millions of dollars in lawsuits...
I don't know who.
...over food poisoning at the now-defunct Cracklin Burger restaurant chain?
Would you say that again?
Ronald... Who has millions of dollars in lawsuits over food poisoning in the now-defunct Cracklin Burger restaurant chain?
Yeah. Millions of dollars?
Yeah, man.
Oh, sorry, that's yours. Yelp, it says here. Yelp. Let's listen and see how he does this. Yelp.
Sorry, I have the wrong number.
Oh, that was a bad Asian voice, as it says here. Ronald... This says sweetly, and I'm going to try my best. Ronald, don't go. I'm sure Mr. Friday will be able to take care of your minor financial problems. Please come in out of the rain.
Yeah, if this is Ronald, get up here. I could use an announcer, you know.
Up yours!
Ah, yes, it'll be like old times. Ronald, us, doing the Halloween show.
Okay.
I sure hope it's a good one.
Okay, buddy, I'm going to buzz you in.
I was stuck on the payphone. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Oh.
It's your turn.
Oh.
This is good. This is good so far. Just keep going.
Wow, finally, after all this time, back in the studio with my old friends.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it, there,
Things
buddy?
Things have changed.
I want you to stay right where you are, Ronald.
Mr. 115, would you get the knives?
That's right. Laugh while you can, Ronald.
Before it's too late.
Hey, wait a minute. This is a joke.
He thinks this is a joke.
A joke?
Mr. 115, what are you doing with that knife?
Something that I should have been doing a long time ago, Ronald. I should have done it a long time ago.
Oh, no, not again.
Ronald.
Ronald. Ronald. Ronald.
Oh, Ronald, I'm sorry. That guitar's on the phone. Do we need him now or not?
Eep.
All right, I'll get rid of him. What did you say?
Eep.
No.
Where's the Perry and Kingsley music?
All right, now this calls for something.
Oh, I could just do it.
Yeah. Well, if you had told me what you wanted, I could have had it ready. Oh, we really got Ronald good that time.
Wow. Yeah, you really had me going there.
That was really good.
We wouldn't hurt you, buddy. We'd be your friends and whatnot, yeah?
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, well, I, well, Will, I must say...
Hey, it's Ronald!
Oops. Sorry. Silly me.
Yeah.
Of course. Boy, this is so
Yeah, you'll
good.
Ruin the whole show if you use my real name, Don.
This is so good that you can't tell what parts are the scripts and what parts are really
hey,
real. Because
okay.
Here I'm supposed to say, oops.
Why don't you just use my real name there?
Oops, silly me.
Chill out, Billy.
Of
Billy
course.
Boy.
No, you're going to start too, Steve, okay?
It's all cool.
Do we need any music for this?
No.
Okay, this is
hell with both of you.
Yeah, okay. Hey, chill out. Oh.
Chill out,
Whoops.
You little prima donna brat.
Where does it say chill out? That's it. Screw both of you. I'm sick of this stupid show. I'm sick of your making fun of my script I worked on. The hell with you.
Ronald,
both your pretentious
Ronald,
asses.
Ronald,
goodbye.
Just,
later.
Just
I'm
relax.
Out of here. Goodbye. I got the car. You can get a ride home. Goodbye.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks a lot for dragging me up here.
See what a jerk 115 is?
Get a life, asshole. Ugh.
Well,
watch out, man. I don't know what to say. I'm kind of making it look like Ronald really did walk off in real life. But they're trying to make it part
hey, buddy,
of the show and
you
blow
can
it
leave
off
the
and,
keys, you know.
But they aren't successful at covering their discomfort. So I don't know what to say next. That seems to be the end of what I have here.
End of part two.
That's what mine says, too. All right, well, all right, Ronald. Very good. Ronald,
yay!
Come back in and take a bow. That was excellent.
Bravo.
That major featurette is over now. The clapping was not part of the... Was that a story, or what would you call that? Sort of a little sketch. Well, it was very... Ronald, very good. Excellent. I love that.
Down here at Ronald's Cracklin' Burger Grills, we got burgers for your butt. Bring them on back, Clem.
That's right, and not only that, but I also have started new Ronald's McChicken Burgers. Chickens I've known and loved in the back 40 of Ronald's now come, to your plate.
You pick the chickens off of our free range and we slaughter them right at your table.
And I fucked them too. I fucked them real hard.
Hello. Tuesday, 8:07 p.m. from...
Hello.
Okay. About CD819. Skedabbler hour. 8:07 is Skedabbler hour. What?
End of message.
Is not permitted, please.
Oh, no. My son, Leslie, has been bad at school again. What am I going to do? When that boy gets home, I'm going to whip him with my chain and a board with a nail in it. Bad kid. I can't believe my son. How could my son turn out so bad?
Tuesday, 2:46 p.m.
This is Mrs. Gaddy. I'm Leslie's teacher. He was bothering another student, tapping him on the head and stuff. Shoving chairs into him, and he was supposed to write 25 times, I must keep my hands and feet to myself, which he refused to do, so I sent him to the office. Would you make him write it 25 times tonight and bring it to me in the morning? Thank you.
End of message.
End of message. To erase this message, press 7. To save it in the archives, press 9. To hear more options, press 0. To replay this message, press 4. To get envelope information about this message, press 5. To erase this message, press 7. To save it in the archives, press 9. Message erased. First skipped message. Message marked urgent. Sent Saturday at 5:36 p.m.
Okay, Tiger.
End of message. Message will be saved for 5 days. Next message. Message marked urgent. To replay this, sent Saturday at 11:11 p.m. 12 seconds. To erase this message, press 7. To erase...
Hey, Mike, this is Steve.
The new number.
number is 43114. Take note of it. The new number is 43114 05.
For you this week?
They do.
First, plan on saving money.
Oh, good.
A lot of money. Dine under a dollar at Lucky. Fresh ground beef, 5-pound chub pack, just 98 cents a pound.
Looks like I'm making tacos or maybe thick, juicy hamburgers.
Hormel Little Sizzlers, just 98 cents for the 12-ounce package.
Mmm, eggs and home fries.
A 1-pound package of Lewis Rich turkey sausage, smoked or Polska kielbasa, is just 98 cents.
One chili surprise coming up.
Fresh pork butt shoulder roast, bone-in, is 98 cents a pound.
Some roasted vegetables, hot crusty bread.
Or may we suggest maple leaf fresh duckling with orange sauce, just 98 cents a pound.
Over rice, heaven.
Our special buys on meat will make some special meals for you. Dishes you'll enjoy even more knowing how much you save.
Is it my imagination or is this burger juicier?
This week, dine under a dollar and dine well at Lucky, the low price leader every day.
Never anything good on TV.
Inspector, that gun is making me extremely nervous.
It's supposed to. It's not a room deodorizer, you know. Just relax, Doc. You know what they say. Guns don't kill people.
Yes, I've heard. People do.
No, bullets do. You think you're feeling nervous? Just wait till Golden Throat calls. After talking to me, he'll be so nervous he'll be afraid to call a time. Go ahead, jump on another line.
We're back. Let's take the caller on line three.
Yeah, I'm calling about those guys getting boned up the ass up in Attica.
I'll take this call. All right, you radio rodent.
Well, I think they should cut that out. They should give them, they ought to issue some sort of cylindrical device to each of the prison inmates.
Yeah, well, this cop will. I'm Inspector Sledgehammer.
You know, not necessarily a man's penis or something, but some sort of device they can slap up there so it'll prevent disease, that kind of thing. Won't spread outside, because they get out, you know, they get out of probation, they can spread it around, wet her out.
I personify my gun.
They're out for 10 days or so visiting their wives and their kids.
You're not a man. If you were, you'd come out from behind that sissy little princess phone.
Well, I think they should cut that up, you know, and they can do anything in that time. I think you should be stopped.
Yeah, well, if you don't stop, this will be the last sound you hear. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Mailbox 8819.
Inspector Hammer, you've got a 518 on 3.
What's a 518?
A phone call.
Hammer, talk to me. Well, you'll never guess who just called.
Not again. Not here.
She got it the first time. I didn't even have to give her a hint.
What did he say?
The usual. He's going to kill you tonight.
You may start your message now. Hello.
That's a powerful outgoing. All that explosive power.
End of message.
You're immersed in the sound of retro reality radio.
Yesterday.
This is the National Cynical Network.
More hits, more often. Yesterday, more music.
This is the... The National... Cynical Network.
How difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
Thank you.
You have been listening to episode 48 of Midnight Voice Jail, The Touch. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network. The FAQ for this series can be found at www.geocities.com/voicejail. The National Cynical Network home site is at www.nationalcynical.com. You can write the National Cynical Network at voicejail@yahoo.com. Until next time, thanks to all voice jailers everywhere, and thanks for listening.